Alphonse Macaya lives in the Kingasani neighborhood, where the plane crashed. Speaking from the site of the accident, he says the plane smashed into a group of houses on the ground, causing an explosion and flames. He says before firefighters arrived, civilians were trying to put out the fire. Eddie Asango is a Kinshasa-based journalist who was at the scene of the accident. He saw emergency workers taking bodies from the plane and bringing injured people to the hospital.
Head workers told me that they brought to the hospital three injured people, but also the eight dead people that they took from the plane.
He said it was impossible to know how many people had died on the ground because the fire created by the crash was causing mayhem.
There is still a confusion because there is still emergency there because the houses are destroyed.
He says the Soviet-era cargo plane, an Antonov 26, crashed only a few minutes after takeoff. The plane belonged to Congolese airline Africa One. It is one of more than 50 Congolese airline companies banned in Europe due to safety concerns. Congo has one of the worst reputations for air travel in Africa. The African Airlines Association says the country has been responsible for at least half the continent's air crashes in the past decade. Sayla Hennessy for VOA News, Dakar.